here's the thing. I'm going to be really honest with you, Dina. When I learned about this, I'm like, should I do this? I called a friend of mine who handles issues like this. And I said, I'm not excited about this. I'm really not. I don't think I want to do the interview. You make me excited. You make me excited about this.
Oh, I'm glad.
No, not Dina. I was talking to this guy on the phone. I said to the man, you make me excited. He says, here's the deal. In Illinois, our workers' issues, number one is people who are qualified on the job show up and do their thing. He says, that's the number one job issue in Southern Illinois. And he says, number two is workers' comp, and it's a close call.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so many times people come through in the morning, politicians, they talk about workers' comp in Illinois. We're not talking about reforming. We're talking about how to navigate this very complex issue at this symposium coming up in March. My understanding is when you've done this in the past, it filled up.
It did. We have actually had very good responses for the past 2 years. And as a matter of fact, 1 year we had to reschedule because we had a lot of snow. And even when we rescheduled it a week later, we still had an overwhelming response.
Why? Why are people lining up to learn more about workers' comp? And what do you teach them that they say, I've got to come back, I've got to learn more?
Well, in the state of Illinois, people think that they can't direct care for their employees. But back in 2011, the law changed. And now people have the opportunity where they can direct care. And if they come to our symposium, they can certainly learn more about being in a network with a PPP, which is called a preferred provider program. And so I'll put that out as a teaser,
right,
to hopefully get some people to come. But in the state of Illinois, it's very, very difficult to really kind of navigate those employees. And so with an occupational health program, we act as the hub. So basically our clinic, which is out at Logan Park, we have a clinic at Logan Park, and then we also just recently opened a clinic in Murfreesboro. And the goal of that clinic is to manage the health and wellness of working people.
All right, this is the Work Care Ready Well program?
It is.
Okay. See, now here's the thing, and it's odd because, I mean, I probably have an issue, too, with a couple of my hands because now I've been, you know, using a mouse on a computer, a ball for a long time, and my wrists, right? There's,
mm-hmm.
But see, I know the guys, some of the people who work at the tire place, repetitive motion peeling out rubber out of forms.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to other manufacturing firms, repetitive tasks, how those tasks are done, how you lift, where you put things, how you put them, how much you don't, I mean, don't lift more than this. I mean, there is really a bundle of this. And I noticed that in this program, you talk about early intervention and energy injury management programs. This
yes.
is so people that if you're in a job, you analyze how that procedure, how that job is performed and say, here's a better, safer way that will not develop long-term injuries. I mean, there is a lot in this. And then there's the legal benefits of the occupational health program. And you've also got some safety experts. It's interesting because I've seen people have success in safety programs just because they gave away a free lunchbox once a month. There's different
True.
Ways of managing this, and they're not all, you know, as some people would think, you know, you're kind of intervening in my own business. It's my health. But there are some really easy ways to go about this and reduce the risk to your business and your employees.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. Now,
so,
understanding how to use these program, investigative services, and benefits, but there was one item that I saw on this that I didn't understand.
Okay.
HR and case management employees earn credits. What does that mean?
So basically, a lot of the companies, you know, within Southern Illinois, some companies don't have safety directors or someone managing the safety. It really falls back to the human resources. And so we have been able to offer credits for professionals that have certain credentials in that human resources field. So when they come and they participate in the symposium, they can get continuing education credit for participating.
Okay. All right. So this is, we mentioned earlier, is a program that fills up very quickly. It's coming up March 9th. It goes up goes from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. at John A. Logan College on March 9th. Registration starts this month?
Yes. Registration started a couple of weeks ago, and as of yesterday, we had around 120 people registered already. So people need to get online and register quick.
All right, this you need to RSVP no later than February 24th, providing
that
there's still spot.
That is correct.
And with what you have right now, I would imagine the ceiling, there's not a lot of headroom here left.
That is correct.
How many? You got an idea?
We have to be able to give John A. Logan a head count on food, and so we can take up to 200 registrations, and again, they're filling up quick, so please get online and get registered.
Well, is this free, or do you have to pay?
This is free.
And you have lunch.
This is a free service to the employers of Southern Illinois.
All right, well, I mean, free, and so there is such a thing as a free lunch then.
Yes, there is.
All right, so you have to RSVP before February 24th. I mean, if somebody, as we started this interview, Dina Kirk is joining us from SIH. She's occupational health. You know, I talked to you earlier about, you know, at the beginning of this interview, make me care about this program when I was talking to this other man on the phone. This is a big issue. It's kind of like until you're in the hairball, you don't care, and by then it's too late.
You're exactly right.
And that's
exactly right.
That's one of the things about this, because it happens, and if somebody's hurt in the workplace, you want to do all you can for them. And then you go, well, I hope there wasn't some oversight on my part that caused the injury. I mean, there's a lot of things that go on when somebody gets hurt. I mean, what would you tell somebody to convince them that this is important for their business, whether they have 3 or 300?
Well, I think everybody knows that any time they have a catastrophic claim with workers' compensation, their premiums are going to go up. We're actually working with a company right now. They are paying $23,000 a month just in their workers' comp premiums. I think you know and I know businesses aren't going to be able to survive in Southern Illinois if they don't get a hold and manage, you know, their employees. And so really, it starts at the very beginning. People need to be doing pre-employment screenings. They need to look to make sure that the employees are physically fit for the job. And that just doesn't involve a medical evaluation, coming in, making sure that you're medically fit. These companies really need to reach out to people to look at their job descriptions and develop what's called a job demand analysis. And that is imperative to make sure that people are able to do the job. So I'll give you an example. Let's take a coal miner. They're doing a lot as far as the physical demands of being a coal miner and, you know, being underground.
Right.
And we've done a lot with the coal industry. And so we bring them in, and not only do they get the medical physical, but then they come to on the rehab side. And then we have them to lift a box. They have to push, pull, carry. And we have to make sure that they can actually do the job. But now keep in mind, because of the law, if they can't lift the 100-pound box or they can't, you know, push the 100-pound sled, basically we just provide information to the employer saying they either met or they did not meet the essential functions of the job. According to the ADA, the company can make reasonable accommodations. They can still hire that employee. But I think you and I would both agree, if they're not going to be able to lift, push, pull, and carry, you know, the physical demands of what they're required to do, probably not the best fit for that type of position.
Right. Hey, and there's a bunch of this. I mean, you've got experts. This goes on from, I think, 8 to 3.
Yes.
A full day. So
full day.
If you want to learn more about this, because that worked, by the way, workcarereadywell.net.